Lively Stone's Meditations for 17th September 2023. For I will contend with him who contends with you. But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as with sweet wine. All flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am your Saviour and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Verses 25 and 26 of Isaiah 49 were sent for us by a dear Spirit-filled friend. And like any word that the Holy Spirit speaks into a situation, it is an arrow that hits the very centre of its target. For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. In many cases, a word shared, as this one was, is meant for a specific situation and need not be broadcast, although the import of these words can and should be made plain to all. Thus, we will not tell of the reasons why these words from Isaiah were exactly what we needed to hear, but we will say why we all need to pay attention to the Lord when he speaks. It can easily be inferred from the context that we were in a situation of contention, something we all find overwhelms us on occasion. It can be none of our doing, perhaps a misinterpretation of something said clumsily, or maybe a clash of points of view, or, sadly, something of malicious intent by another. It is hard work to rectify a situation gone wrong. Hurt is caused and felt on both sides, driving division and exacerbating the problem. We can overcome any difficulty if there is willingness on both sides to resolve a problem, but often our efforts only make matters worse. Our situation was of that sort. No matter how we might try, an eventual outcome would not be good. Unless we look to our Lord and Saviour, who knows all things. He can perform what we cannot, precisely because he has the complete view, while we can see only in part. We know that when we are in a state of weakness, he is our strength. And these words from Isaiah 49 show us clearly that he is our strength, for he will step in and fight the battle when we are incapable of any such thing. We should seek him first while he may be found, instead of calling upon him to remedy a situation gone awry. There is an enormous reassurance in the knowing that our Lord is beside and within us, fighting those battles for us. That is the comforter, but armed and protective. It is the shepherd of the sheep who does not want us to succumb to the enemy's attack. But there is another purpose that he has in this. For he desires that we come up higher and be overcomers in adversity. Remember Job? Father God allowed the devil to do as he pleased to Job, except take his life. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power, only do not lay a hand on his person. Job 1, verse 12. Satan is allowed by God to do as he pleases, but he cannot harm the life that God has created. Only we can exercise our free will to agree with Satan or go with God. We see in Isaiah 49, verse 4, that the choice for God has been made, but that there is still struggle and suffering, and fears arise that God has abandoned his people. The Lord then speaks to make it clear that he will contend with him who contends with us. this blessed assurance that he will faithfully contend, that is to say, stand fast, wrestle with, pit himself against any who come against his anointed people, is affirming his guarantee, his covenant, his blood bond, that I, the Lord, am your Saviour and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Meditate on these things. Then Samuel said to the people, "Do not fear. You have done all this wickedness, yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart, and do not turn aside. For then you would go after empty things which cannot profit or deliver, for they are nothing. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. But if you still do wickedly, you shall be swept away, both you and your king." 1 Samuel 12, verses 20 to 25. Prayer requires work. We have not the remotest conception of what is done by our prayers, nor have we the right to try and examine and understand it. All we know is that Jesus Christ laid all stress on prayer, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father, and whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. From Baffled to Fight Better, About Job, by Oswald Chambers.